anti-truth, against truth, for lies. And this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. John 3:19. Light reveals truth. Darkness promotes lies. The verse above reveals the power of a person's will to determine their destiny. When a person rejects truth, they must take a stance against it in defense of their own position. They must become anti-truth in their core. Be you not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion has light with darkness? 2 Corinthians 6:14. This verse is pointing out that truth and anti-truth are like oil and water. There is no possibility of agreement. Our society has gradually convinced itself that you can mix oil and water. That is anti-truth. Melting pot and multiculturalism are terms that have been promoted by liars from the anti-truth camp. Either a person is rooted and grounded in truth, or they are rooted and grounded in anti-truth. There is no middle ground. The shades of gray delusion which rejects absolutes is simply anti-truth. Either a person has a Bible-based education or they have a pagan education. The Bible reveals truth while paganism flounders in darkness and anti-truth. We must see all men as Jesus did. I tell you, no, but except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. Luke 13:3. He was saying you either turn to the truth or your choice of anti-truth will destroy you.